Now, endless cycles of violence in Iraq as the country prepares for the upcoming elections. Several blasts have rocked the capital Baghdad, claiming at least 31 lives. Nearly two dozen others were injured in three blasts that targeted an election rally for a Shia political party. Officials say the rally was attended by the head of the Citizens Bloc. Two of the blasts were caused by car bombs, but there's been no word on what caused the third. The Al Qaeda-linked Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant has claimed responsibility for the attack in Sadr City. The attack comes as Iraq prepares for nationwide parliamentary elections on Wednesday. The country has seen a surge in violence with over 2,500 people killed since the beginning of this year. Let's go to London and talk to Sabah Jawad, director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation. Welcome, sir. Mr. Jawad, there is seemingly an increasing trend of violence before every election in Iraq. What is the motive behind these attacks, and how much of an impact would such violence have on the outcome of the elections this time around?
Well, I suspect the terrorist atrocities will increase until next Wednesday. You know, these terrorist organizations want to prove actually they are still on the ground, they are strong, and they are capable of disrupting the election. And, you know, in their interest, the election is not to take place, or at least disrupt it usually, and to prevent people from giving their votes on Wednesday. But I suspect the situation after the election is going to be even more dangerous, because that will depend entirely on the results of the election. You know, because as we see the conflict now emerging between the political forces in Iraq, you know, opposition to Al-Maliki taking the election on a third term in office, we might have a situation where a lot of political forces will cry wolf that the election has been fixed because the electors did not elect them, and right. So on. So the situation is going to be difficult, not only in the days before the election, but it might be even more dangerous after the election.
Right.
And that will entirely depend on the result of the what's happening on Wednesday.
Indeed. Sabah Jawad, director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation from London. Thanks for your time there, sir.